You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Before I get into the article that I want to share with this video, I want to say a heartfelt fuck you to Activision and to Call of Duty. I've been playing Call of Duty since the first Modern Warfare, way back when. I've had every game up until now, except for Vanguard and the first Modern Warfare 2019. Had no problems supporting the company, had no problems playing the game. But with everything that's went down in regards to Nick Merckx, yeah, Activision and Call of Duty have made their stance clear. The mere fact that Nick Merckx simply said in response to a tweet about the Armenian men who were putting boots to asses in Glendale, leave the little children alone, that got him canceled by Call of Duty. So yeah, they've made their stance clear in who they support. Yeah, once again, fuck Activision and fuck Call of Duty. Will not be playing that game, will not be supporting that company. And I'm glad to see more gamers rising up and doing the same. Now, to get to the main article that I want to cover. This article was published on the 9th of June. Mary J. Blige says paying alimony to her ex-husband is quote unquote whack. Now, I've done videos regarding Mary J. Blige and this topic. However, her recent shenanigans, oh yeah, a lot of content creators have been going in on her. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give my little kick. Mary J. Blige is all about the quote unquote strength of a woman and is not here for ex-wives being forced to pay their ex-husband's alimony. According to the singer, paying alimony to men is quote unquote whack. Really? She want to sit here and be a whole damn hypocrite. I find it very rich. Whenever a woman is forced to actually abide by the law, she says she's being oppressed. Let's go back to one Halle Berry. And she was being forced to pay her ex-baby daddy child support. Now, I'm not going to use the word forced. Well, actually, for women, I'm not going to say forced. Men, however, are forced under the threat of jail. And I'm talking about men from the normies to celebrity men. But once again, whenever it's a woman that has to shell out money, oh, we need to stop society. Oh, the man should not be taking that. Oh, a real man will never accept alimony. No. Mm-mm. The Grammy Award winning singer sat down with Rashad Bilal and Troy Millings of Earn Your Leisure for a live interview where she tackled everything from tax issues to the downside of divorce. Ah, yes. The tax man was really digging out of her ass when it came to her taxes. At one point during the discussion, Mary got candid when it came down to her divorce from Kendu Isaacs in 2016. The pair reached a divorce settlement in 2018 after the singer had already been ordered to pay Isaacs $30,000 a month in spousal support, People reports. That's right, Mr. Isaacs. Get that damn bag. Just like Kevin Federline and Britney Spears. Oh, whenever a man gets awarded alimony, we know society wants to do everything they can to shame him out of not taking that money. However, when it's a woman getting alimony, oh, that's just par for the course. The legal system worked the right way. Get the absolute hell out of here with that nonsense. Mary recalled the experience when Bilal asked the singer to give advice to any wealthy woman looking to get married. So, of course, you got two simps out here who are doing the typical, we need to make ourselves look like allies to black women. Quote, unquote, get a prenup, Mary quipped in a clip captured by black millionaires, because I didn't have one. And that's why I ended up having to just give everything away. Why don't you ask the millions of men who are in the same position? When they wanted to present a prenup to the women, what was the typical response from those women? Oh, you don't trust me. Oh, if we need to get a prenup, then that means you don't love me. A real man is not going to ask a woman to sign a prenup. Once again, shaming and gaslighting those men out of a decision that would have actually protected them. But we know that prenups can get tossed out at the judge's discretion, especially if that woman will sit there and say, hey, I signed this prenup under duress. She continued bashing the idea of ex-wives who might have to pay money to an ex-husband who cheated on them. Let me go ahead and give you three simple words that completely negates the fact of cheating in a marriage. No fault divorce. That's right, ladies. You're the ones who weaponize those three words under quote unquote irreconcilable differences. So it does not matter if your husband cheated on you. It does not matter if your wife cheated on you, which wives cheat on their husbands a hell of a lot more than husbands cheat on their wives. It does not matter in divorce court. You could, as a man, walk into your house and see your wife getting absolutely drilled by her new boyfriend. And guess what? That does not matter. Quote, unquote, it's so whack right now that men can come at you and get alimony. She continued, when I was getting a divorce, I was like, you mean to tell me I gotta pay him? And he cheated and lied. Once again, irreconcilable differences, does not matter what he did. Mary J. Blige could have came into her home and Mr. Isaacs could have been drilling the maid. And guess what? That does not make a difference in the court of law. However, of course, in the court of public opinion, the man is still going to get bashed for saying, oh, you were cheating on her? How dare you? But once again, when it comes to wives who cheat on their husband, it becomes, oh, she was cheating on you. What were you not doing? No win situation when it comes to men. But when men actually do get a win in divorce court or family court, all the women want to come out and absolutely flame spray him. Oh, he's not a real man. How can he take money from this woman? Just like how women have no problems taking money from a man that he's forced by way of the gun of the state to pay her. Mary's latest remarks about her divorce mirror what she revealed during an interview with Angie Martinez in February of 2022. At the time, Mary was promoting her Good Morning Gorgeous album, which included quote unquote Rent Money, a song that tackles her divorce. Quote unquote, Rent money is about when I first got divorced. I had to give up all this alimony and I didn't have any money to give because he had spent it all, she explained, quote unquote. So I had to, you know, go on tour and make all the money back to pay the alimony. Once again, whenever women actually experience consequences and they actually experience equality, they want to sit back and say, oh my God, the man is wrong for actually taking what the courts awarded him. But yet, on that same note, she wants to sit here and tell the group of women with the lowest SMV and the lowest net worth that they should get prenups. That, my friends, is hilarious. It truly is. But, gentlemen, here's what I say to you. Get that prenup. Then again, don't even get married in the first damn place. But if you're going to get a prenup, make sure that the woman is able to afford a lawyer for herself. See, that's something else that's not coming into play, that she's not talking about. How are the group with the lowest SMV and the lowest net worth going to be able to actually afford a lawyer to go over the prenup? Once again, this is why women will try to shame and guilt you out of presenting a prenup to them. But hey, what more can be said? Once again, Mary, why don't you have a conversation with Tyrese, who just got his wallet ripped out of his asshole? But no, once again, when it comes to men being forced to pay alimony, oh, that's just part of the culture. Men should take care of women. What's the word that they love to use? Oh, that's right. Women have become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. So even though you're no longer with her, you should maintain her lifestyle. Once again, get the absolute fuck out of here. Here's a suggestion. You keep no-fault divorce, ladies, but prenups are automatic with the marriage license, which, in my humble opinion, marriage license should expire after 4 years. You decide, you know what? Either we're going to keep going in this marriage or we're going to go ahead and part ways. That's if you do not have children. However, if you do have children, guess what? There is no divorce until that child turns 18. Period, point blank, whatever happens, happens. But there is no divorce. Just saying. So many problems could actually be fixed in divorce and family court. But guess what? As long as it's a multi-billion dollar a year cash cow, no one is going to fix the damn problems. So yeah, until more women are being forced to pay alimony and child support, the system will not fix itself, nor will women have the incentive to fix it. So yeah, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you know of any women who are being forced to pay child support? Any men who've actually won in divorce and or family court? Leave it in the comment section below. And for all you women out there who think you're going to continue to shame and guilt men out of signing prenups, the power you think you have in this situation is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to knock that man off of his course, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more men are not even looking to marry, let alone just date. The vast majority of men are done with the relationship market. Marital market? Oh, that right there. Yeah, I think that institution is pretty much in terminal condition. It is what it is. And before I leave, let me reiterate this one more point. Fuck Activision and fuck Call of Duty. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.